As this is the last issue of our newspaper before the municipal election next week, the Airdrie City View editorial team is taking the opportunity to encourage readers to get out and vote on October 18. Airdrie's voter turnout in the 2017 election was woeful, with just 24% of eligible electors casting their ballot. The figures from the 2013 election were even worse, with a dismal 13% voter turnout in Airdrie. There's no excuse for such a low voter turnout this year, and our reporters hope to report numbers that are much higher in our next issue. This year, there's a lot more for voters to consider than strictly who they want as their next mayor, councillors, or school board trustees, as electors are also tasked with voting on referendums related to daylight savings time and equalization payments, not to mention candidates for the Senate. In Calgary, though not in Airdrie, even though it has implications here, voters are also asked whether or not they support the fluoridation of their local drinking water. There's a lot to process, and a lot to look into before casting your ballot next week. We encourage everyone to examine the issues from a variety of angles and perspectives. Read up on the candidates so you are as educated as possible before voting. If you're not sure who you'd like to vote for, our team has been working hard these last few months to provide as much local coverage as possible in the lead up to voting day. We've interviewed and written articles about every council candidate in Airdrie and Rocky View County, except for one, who did not return our many calls, as well as every Rocky View Schools Board of Trustees candidate. In addition to these profile pieces, we've recapped candidate forums, asked a weekly question to a group of council candidates, and written about some of the issues that will likely impact the future council. All this coverage is available under the Elections tab on airdrietoday.com. Now, it's up to the voters to decide what their future should look like.